Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
It's Red News Podcast 144, and it always seems like a good idea at the time. Let's go out on a Friday night. United aren't playing. And then you wake up on Saturday and the world is imploding on your soul. So I'm a bit fragile. Last week, I was actually wanting a United game just to see everyone and have a nice time. This weekend, I'm like, I hope United don't play for months and months. The sun is out. Let them not ruin the mood. We've got Nick, who's doing Play Your Appearances Right. He's going to call it Play. I think this is going to be even more shambolic than the last time. We have no idea. I said, you're going to shut. It's on his phone, so I don't know how we're going to see what the fuck is going on. And then Coggy and Shane, and they've not been on for a while. I'll just go over a few things. I've actually had more excitement over the sun being out and doing a little bit of gardening than I have over United Spurs apart in the last month. So I think we all needed a little break from it. The Glazer talk is back, which is good because it's never bad that we're talking about it, but it seems to be we're in the same impasse of what we do next. And refer back to hundreds of mags. And, I think the only thing that works, we can talk walkouts or walk-ins, which might have a visible effect. But the only thing that's going to impact is if we stop going. And I am part of the problem in that I can't do that still. So, and as I said last time, there's a bit of self-loathing about that. So they sit and watch it all. But I hope people don't kick off with each other again, because God knows where the 20 or 30-year-old Red, who's a good orator, who can lead and reunite people, but it all just gets pretty depressing and especially when it's, like mates start arguing. I said last time that Ten Hag, I hope he's a deterrent, like what he could become. And I still think, give it a go. And it doesn't have to be, people going, oh, you've never heard of him. Yeah, but it's not our job. People are paid £6 million, but we're allowed to have like gut feelings as fans. Don't take the emotion of fans of what we want. Pochettino will come, but I'd say give it a go. But I do have such misgivings about the United structure, like Darren Fletcher, technical director, will help formulate a plan. Well, last time I saw him, he was picking up the ball, as I joked. So what is he doing? Is he coaching? Is he on the dugout? Sort it out. Let people have a structure, finally. And that Ten Hag might not have an input. It'll be other people who decide signings. It's a huge punt, but it's more a punt on the off-field getting it right than a Dutch manager who's 52, who's, developing. I hope he gets announced it anyway. Right, so, Coggy, how are you, mate, and what have you made of United since you last?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I've actually been to Rome this week, and what a fantastic city, first of all. But I was in St. Peter's, and there was a mass on, so I decided to pray pray to God that he would somehow turn United round. And I'm sure I heard him laughing, saying there's no fucking chance of that happening. What a fantastic city. I suppose it's come as no surprise, is it? We've got a squad that I think, personally, I think lacks quality. Defensively in particular, and a squad that are squabbling and seem to have given up in some games and then turning on the next game. So, where we are today shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody. And I think you're right. I think, if I was to take over the club tomorrow, the first thing I'd do is get the backroom structure sorted out, and whether it's the director of football, and get quality people in there. Not I don't know how good Fletcher is, I don't know how good he can be, but there's got to be the better people out there with more experience that could come in and do a job better than Murta and Fletcher, and get that sorted out. Then you choose your manager, and from there, then you go on with your playing style and everything. But we know it's not going to happen. I don't know how good any other manager is out there, because I don't watch enough football elsewhere. But, we need a plan for 3 to 5 years. This is the person. We're going to stick by him. We're going to move out the shit. We're going to bring in some young players and players who want to fight for the place and for the club, and have this 3 to 5 year plan. But Yeah, I mean, at the moment, United's fairly depressing, and just had a text from my mate Paul saying we're all sorted for Everton away, and I'm thinking, fuck, you know, that's the last thing I want to hear.
The thing is, Coggy, you've always, even in the 80s, you know, last game of the season, I remember going, you know, and like, yeah, I think a couple of times where Jesper Olsen scored penalties and we'd win the last game, and you think, well, there's a little bit of iota of hope, even in the dark days of the 80s, next season, you know, in the first game until it started to unravel. But it feels like, is it us, like, there's a lack of hope at the moment, and every football fan has to have. But the thing I referred to, and you've just said on the last one, is, If this does happen, if we do get Ten Hag, we have to sort of say the next 2 years are written off. Will, especially with the internet, will he get that patience? Will we almost say, look, it could get a lot worse, but we are backing this plan? Because they haven't backed managers' plans before. They haven't ridden all the down waves. So rinse and repeat again.
Well, they have backed managers, in fairness. I think they backed Ollie probably longer than they should have done. But I think it depends on the fans' attitude, doesn't it? And I think it depends on what's communicated at the start. And, you know, if they come out and say, look, this is the plan, you know, the next 2 years aren't going to be particularly successful, but, you know, we expect to see progress, then I think you'll get the backing of the supporters. You know, as long as we can, first of all, see progress from the way we play. Well, no, let's start. First of all, if you're going to see progress by the signings, progress by the way we play, and then we can start thinking, yeah, we stand a chance of winning a trophy here. The fans will support it 100%, but it's communicating that and actually doing it.
I mean, the
rather than knee-jerk reactions.
The Ollie thing, yeah. But no manager has even seen out a contract. So, you know, like, I know that we know that it would have inevitably, but it's like, I don't know. The players had a week off. That made me laugh after Atletico. They needed a break. God, it's almost like Ralph went, I'm sick of these lot. I'll go to Barbados and watch the cricket.
No, I mean, even Jesse had to put a post on Instagram yesterday. If you could step in my shoes, you know, fuck's sake.
Have you seen the state of his shoes as well? The ones he keeps tagging in. But Ralph said, we need, you know, top four. We need to, the next three games, Everton away, Leicester home, Norwich home. And you'd say, like, right, relegated fodder. One's in a relegation battle. The other is having an inconsistent season. So he said 9 points out of the top, next three. But you know, it's like, I almost thought, I'm not getting that. I'm not doing that with you, Ralph, because we're not going to get 9 points out of those three games. As I said, Everton, like, you can almost preset. I know they've won, but you can, like, predict that we'll have so many wobbles, that a ball will go over Maguire or Lindelof's head, and then Calvert-Lewin, who hasn't scored in 100 years, will score. But we were talking, Shane, with going to Shane, said about Vic always looking better at international level for Sweden than he does United. And Shane just put, I think everybody at United looks better somewhere else than they do in our shirt. Right, hello, Shane.
My son Connor always says that, you know, that we can sign a good player and turn them bad, and equally, you know, when they move on, often are better when they go off to international. But Atletico, it wasn't really a surprise, even though we had the hope in the first leg. The result gave us a bit of a glimmer that we might get one more trip that just strings out the season a bit more, gives it a bit of buzz. But yeah, we went for a good drink afterwards, didn't we, which is always nice. But I must admit, I kind of left feeling really flat, obviously, in that game. And I went out, like, more than I usually do. It affected me more than usual. And I think it was just the fact that it felt like it was the end of the season. And, you know, or nearing the ground, we sort of stopped. A couple of others, we just, for some reason, just stopped and had a pint before we got on the tram because we were sulking. And I think it just hits home, doesn't it, that we had a couple of days before that we had the Spurs game, which was a bit of a buzz. And it just reminds me that that's where we are now. You've got to take each game as it comes. And if you get a moment like the Spurs one, you know, I remember Connor, got to see it without that hat trick together. It was great. So, you know, you just got to take those for what it is. You know, in the past, that late winner against Spurs would have been keeping us in contention for a title or something. But now it's just in itself. It means absolutely nothing other than the moment it's in, and you just got to enjoy that, I think. So I think that's where we are. You know, we've had some good highs and lows this season, or good highs and bad lows, mostly lows. But, you know, you've got to say for the, like, West Ham away was good. the day back against Leeds, but we are where we are, I think. And I think you said in that last pod afterwards that it could get worse, yeah, and I think that's my fear, that, that we had probably a bit of false hope under Ole with a third and a second. But the fear for me, and it's a bit in line with what Coggy says, is, you know, say they go for a new manager, and they go for the Ajax manager, and, you know, it strikes me that he's someone you'd employ and you'd build again, as Coggy said, over 3-5 years or whatever. But actually, I think they're saying that. I think they might even think they mean it. They're going to build up again. But immediately, you know, as Coggy said, you need all the layers at the club to be sorted first. And the fear for me is that they're so muddled, and there's such a lack of footballing now on the board, that they're employing him, then just keep everything else as it is, and that doesn't work for him. So I think, you know, I think it's, to me, being really pessimistic, there's no quick answer of just hiring the right manager. I think it's deeper rooted, as we said before. I think on the forum, Barney, I just glanced at that, and I hadn't looked in on the world, and there's a few people debated whether, you know, comparing now to the 70s and the 80s, and the big difference to me is that, you know, whilst the football might have been poor in the 70s and 80s, lots of the other ingredients weren't poor. You know, you could spontaneously get aways. You know, and to me, that time was just about getting the right manager who could build again. But to me, this time around, it's much deeper rooted. The ownership is the problem. And until that gets sorted, so I'm in a pretty down, like, football-wise, I'm in a pretty hopeless place. I don't think a new manager is going to solve it. And, you know, for all of that, I still enjoy going. There's still some lovely moments, but it's pretty hopeless
as far as I'm concerned
at the moment, and I can't see a way out of it. And then you add in the fact that we're pretty shite, and you get all this ticket. You know, you mentioned Everton there, Coggy, there's collections, there's new, you know, restrictions on concessions, having to attend certain numbers of games. All of this shite just makes it more and more difficult, and it just makes me think, you know, why the fuck am I bothering? And you get a nice weekend off, and you think, actually, it's quite nice. You know, obviously, yeah. I miss the social thing. But it's quite a relief not to be having all that shite, you know.
It's very sad. It is Moments United FC, but it is very sad. And that will be, you know, next week, it'll be more about the day next week than the actual football. That's where, and it's, I hate it when people are saying, like, February or March, I just want the season to end. But it's felt like at least 3 or 4 out of the last, you know, the Fergie post years, people have said, let it in. And as I say, it's a disgrace, the concessions. And I know a few people have said there's a letter in the next mag. They've said that's it. They're not being behest to United, which is really sad. They've been going for donkey's years. And United, you know, you have to attend. I said the protest, what comes next? It's like, solve that riddle, Batman, of how you unite. I've said before, if you get 10 people in a room, we're all going to disagree, but how do you unify? But it's not for me anymore. I'm old. I'm fucking in the last years of the fanzine. Someone's got to step forward here. I would say, you know, must. I've said it to their faces. I think... I'm not having anything to do with the share scheme. I'm totally opposed to it. They took our shares. I'm not buying back what they stole off us. And I think they should walk away. You know, you can't have United saying we'll have something set up by August, and more Glazer lies. But I don't know. As an aside, we were flicking in the BT list because we've not renewed that. So Free Sports desperately to watch a game, me and Albert. And we came across on Free Sports channel, have you ever seen it? It has like Lithuanian ice hockey at 2 o'clock in the morning. And it had, I think it was called Timber Wars or something. So it had, what are they called? What are people who chop wood called, Coggy? I'm going to refer to the elder statesman.
Lumberjacks.
So they have to saw a tree. They then have to use one of the machines to cut it down. Then they have to chop it. It's 4 or 3 different parts to it. So I was suddenly mesmerised by this. And what I thought Shane would like about this was that the bloke dropped the saw, but apparently you've got to place it down. So they actually had 2 VAR referees in Timber Wars go into the screen. And I just thought, we've entered some... like, I don't know what it's Kafka, but it was an enjoyable help.
I'm telling you, if you gave me a chainsaw in the vicinity of VAR, that would be a very dangerous. I'd be doing time.
And the thing is,
I bet Nick's actually watched that, and I bet he's watched the German version, the Irish version, the Lithuanian
version. The bloke who lost stormed off. But I thought that it's so sad that I've got more enjoyment out of Lumberjacks and Monty Don than United in the last month. Right, Nick, I'm going to Nick for United thoughts before this farce of a game. But I will say, you'd made peace with that poor 80-year-old man behind you, and now you've let the United maelstrom of emotions that you're arguing with him again.
Well, he annoyed me last time because he started telling me he paid £900 for his season ticket. I'm thinking, you're on the seat directly behind me, mine's 700, so I'm thinking you must be getting an OAP season ticket. So he's just lying to me now. I can't deal with that. He's clearly seen that.
Like, oh, don't say that. Jesus Christ, you harsh man. don't be mean.
It's been nice, hasn't it, to not have any United for ages. I've genuinely really enjoyed it. I've stayed pretty clear from pretty much all football, bar non-league football, over the past couple of weeks, and it's been great. I thought the Atletico game was disappointing, but yeah, at the same time, not unsurprising. You know, we were saying, weren't we, on the night that Simeone's played that game thousands of times, both as a player and a manager, and it suited him. And that's just one of those things. It's disappointing because I remember about 8 or 9 years ago, I think there was a thing on the back of Red News, and it was about celebrating when Liverpool's titles were over. And I was looking at the calendar, if you remember it.
Yeah.
And it was like March 17th, and it was like there was one in there in February, and it was like April the 10th, and they can't win the league. And then last year, obviously, you know, we got to the Europa League final, and fair enough, there was still something to play for at the end of the season. But it is all too familiar, isn't it, that we should almost have one of them for when United can't win the league on the back of it. And that's what I've all been thinking about for the past week, and that's kind of, you know, maybe a bit sad. But my thoughts on the manager, though, it's quite funny, really, listening to United fans, and I have kind of not really been on Twitter for the last week or so, but I've gone on over the past couple of days since Ten Hag's interview was on there, just to see if there was anything on. And it's funny because a lot of people slagged off Ole for not having, you know, enough experience and learning on the job and things. And now they're quite surprised that they're finding out that Ten Hag's 52. And it's like, well, he's too old now to be. And it's like, where's the balance between the two? I don't really get it. Like, what are we trying to do? You know, what do the fans want? And, you know, just these online ones are obviously different from match going out, fair enough. But there's a lot of good people that I do follow on Twitter on there. And it's just, it seems like the fans don't know the answer. And it's, no one seems to really know what the answer is, even in the club. And I just worry that this is still not really properly thought out. I don't know if Ten Hag's the answer. I have no idea. I've said that it's worth a punt on there because he looks like he's one of the next up-and-coming managers. I think I know what Pochettino is. He's been in the Premier League and he's proven what he is. And I don't think that he's all that. And I've said that and I'll keep saying that until I'm blue in the face. And I think that PSG's exposed him to some degree. I don't think that Ten Hag's necessarily the answer, but I think that it's worth a punt. And I think that's where we're kind of at really now, where we've just got to... we've got to ride it out and give it a go. I don't really think that there's any other clear contender that's out there. Maybe Enrique may be a good one. He obviously took Barcelona on to the next level, but he's clearly going to wait for the World Cup in Spain. You know, whether he come or not, I don't know. But at the moment, the only person who I would concede that would be a real contender for it probably would be Ten Hag. So I think you've got to give him a go on the basis of that.
But Nick, the thing is, like, we're allowed to have emotions. I think that's the one thing. The internet's potty, but we as fans are allowed to say, oh, Coggy, who do you think, you know, we're not the ones paid £6 million. They should be making the decision, and they should, you know, the interview process. One thing we've not, this, you know, there was a, it might have been a batshit crazy aggregator, but it was Ten Hag unsure about United. So we haven't considered that he might actually go, fuck going to that shit show. I've seen what they've done to other managers. I've said before, it's a huge punt on so many levels, but also United need to do something that they're not going to do, is write off 300 million. You know, you're saying, Pogba, Lingard, Martial, you're going, we're getting rid of you, we're going to take the punt on having to compensate for your wages, Martial, but you're going, and we're now going to have to spend twice as much than we ever have to get the players at this new manager, but it's not going to happen. So we're going to see Antonio Martial, God help us, Pereira's back as a new signing. You know, like... these are all things that the next man has to deal with.
Shane, didn't you, by saying, you know, all these players look good when they played for somebody else, but yet Martial just still seems to blend in, being utterly terrible. He's the one that's the exception to
no, not that I'm ever advocating vitriol to. Not that I'm ever advocating vitriol for a United player, but I thought it's taking Seville fans about a month when it took us 3.5, 4 years or whatever it is. The actual anger that they have to Martial, it's like, God, it took us years. It was only Nick on a lone crusade for fucking ages about him for a while. Right, come on, you've got to go in 10 minutes, Nick. So, well, who are your... Shane, Coggy, who are your choices? Who would you like?
I honestly don't know. I've not got... I don't know enough about... I'm inclined to agree that Ten Hag is, worth a punt, as Nick said, but it is a gamble. But I just think it's deeper rooted, and I want to see, as Coggy alluded to, you know, the proper whole system put in place behind him. But, you know, the football board, I think, toeing the water, the rights of the mag, has said before, you know, if you look at the makeup of the board at the moment, there's just no football representation or nous at all on it, and I think he needs that, and I think until that's sorted, we're going nowhere. But yeah, I guess of the names mentioned, I think Ten Hag over Pochettino for me personally.
Coggy?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I don't really know who's out there. I don't follow football enough to to say, but so I normally just go with what Nick says.
Don't do that. I'm going to go.
When it comes to football, Nick's my hero. He knows fuck all else about sports in America, but when it comes to football, he's my go-to.
I'm not going to mention Nick's orgasm about that fucking Glazer twat being at the Spurs game. I'm going to go ask the 8-year-old man who he wants, and I'm going to go with him. I'm backing the old senior in head of Nick. Right, come on, Nick. I will say the campaign is a few weeks off. I think we're going to start it early. You know what it means. I do think the mag has about 1, 2, 3 years left in it. I do. It's getting harder for me to sell just with little health. Nothing major, but it is getting harder for me. I felt it the last couple of games, and that's when the weather's warming up. I'll get alert. Please, if you like the podcast, thanks. I think it's to Mark, who's joined the patrons. We've got 10 now. If you enjoy the pod, please, Patreon, or support the campaign. I want to buy the fucking windbreaker for starters out of what we get in, but we really need your support next month to sub. So please do it, because we're just a different voice. You're not going to agree with everything. You might find half of what we say is bollocks. We know half of what we say is bollocks. We know we're fucking morons, but we have fun doing this. We're morons together. Morons United instead of Moments United. Right, Nick, come on then. Have you got a theme tune?
Are you ready?
Yeah, you got a theme tune?
Any pictures, Nick?
Do I have a theme? Of course I've got a theme. I must emphasise very clearly that Red News... out on this theme tune. This does belong to Bruce Forsyth, the late great. So we're on Play Your Catch Right Through. So I've got 10 players for you today, higher or lower. Well, I've actually got 11 because we need a starting player. So today's starting player is Manchester United legend Gordon Hill. Now, Gordon Hill...
Nick, can I ask a question?
I know what you're going to say.
Are we talking... Are we talking all appearances, league cup appearances only?
Everything.
Oh, at least you've done better research this time then, right? Go on.
I came prepared this time. I made sure that I researched it properly. So Gordon Hill had 134 total appearances for Manchester United. But what we want to know is, was that higher or lower than Aaron Wan-Bissaka?
Higher.
You're supposed to write it down, aren't you?
Oh, sorry.
And don't shout it out. You're going to shout it out.
All right. Okay. Sorry.
Shane looks really deep in thought, like he's calculating each Europa League game. And...
I'm more in deep in thought, wondering what the fuck is going on.
I think I haven't said sorry much this episode, so I've got a sorry in there, Nick.
You've written that down, yeah? So yeah. What is it? What have you gone for?
Oh, now you want the answer. Higher.
Well, yeah, now you've written it down. No, it's lower. Aaron Wan-Bissaka was on 124.
Yeah. That was obvious, really, Barney. I don't think you got that wrong.
That's very underwhelming. How many good ones has he had in that?
So, Aaron Wan-Bissaka is on 124, but is that higher or lower than John Fitzpatrick?
Come on, Coggy.
You ready?
Whatever Coggy says.
I'm going higher.
I think
it is higher. Well done. John Fitzpatrick was on 147 appearances. Next one.
Is every answer going to be higher? Sorry, right. What was that?
Yeah, definitely. Is that higher or lower, though? Number three. The Mark Jones. It must be better, Mark Jones. Is that higher or lower?
I'm referring to Coggy again.
Yeah, I'd have thought Jones would be lower. They didn't play as many games then, did they, in Europe and stuff like that. We only had a season. I'm going to go probably Jones was lower.
Yeah, I think Fitzpatrick is higher than Jones, yeah.
Yeah, spot on. Was, yeah. Matt Jones was on 121 compared to 147.
Close, though.
Mm. It was close, yeah.
Yeah. Fitzpatrick
had a lot of injuries. Number four, though, is Mark Jones higher or lower than current Manchester United player Bruno Fernandes?
Oh.
Mark Jones is 1-2-1, but is that higher or lower?
Fernandes has got to be more. It's Fernandes we've beaten down like a horse. We've played him in everything.
Yeah, yeah. What's he been in there? 2.5 seasons has he been?
Yeah, he's got to. Bruno. Just a bit. 130?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he has played a lot, hasn't he? Yeah, I'd have. Yeah, higher than Jones.
Just, I reckon. Yeah. 130.
I think Bruno's lower than Jones.
What are you going for, Barney?
130, I'm going for Bruno just.
He's lower. Oh, by four appearances. Yeah, he's on 117.
Total appearances. For reference to the listeners, Shane is giving us two fingers.
Put your dick in the camera.
I'm giving you away end all the usual finger salutes.
Okay, so number five, Bruno Fernandes is on 117, but is that higher or lower than Neil Webb?
Oh, all right. Ooh. No, it's got to be hard. Webb was injured for quite a period of time, wasn't he?
Yeah, he played four years, though. He played virtually every game, didn't he?
I double or quits on Webb. More games than that. Yeah. I think
Webb's
I'll go
with
Shane on this one.
Webb's
higher. I'm going lower.
Ooh, well done, Barney. It is lower. Only just. It was on 110, so he's played seven less games for United than Bruno Fernandes.
The V's are back at Shane.
Barney's giving the V's off now. It's all changed. It's all changed.
I'm sulkily walking off as slowly as
Not Forest at home. What a tosser.
I wanted to say, I got my season ticket through Neil Webb.
Oh.
Sort of. So.
Through the post.
You really should have got that right, can't you, basically?
Yeah. And I can't tell you the reason why, because I know to be delayed.
No, but did he post it through your letterbox then? Right. Sorry, that's a very bad joke.
That's halfway through.
Oh.
That's halfway through. Scores on the doors, how many have you got?
I've got.
Out of five.
Two, I think. I left one for Coggy.
Coggy's got four, I think.
Shane's not even. Shane's losing the will to live there.
Right, okay. Well, now you can redeem yourself. So, Neil Webb was on 110.
All right.
Is that higher or lower than Jimmy Greenough?
Oh.
Jimmy Greenough.
Nah, Jimmy's got to be more.
Higher or lower?
Jimmy's got to be more.
On the Manchester United podcast, Jimmy Greenough.
Don't give social media shout outs to the official channels, Nick.
are you
aiming to appear on it one day? Greenough, higher.
I think Greenough was lower, actually.
Oh.
I'm going higher.
I think maybe just lower. Yeah, because he had a few injuries towards the end, didn't they? So, yeah, lower.
Higher.
It is higher.
Yeah.
Well done. 13 more games he played for United.
One, so two, three. Right.
So that's number six. Number seven. Question is, though, is that higher or lower, that 1-2-3 that Jimmy Green offered, is that higher or lower than Romelu Lukaku?
It's got to be Lukaku's much lower. Shane really doesn't want to be here anymore.
I'm going higher as well because I've eradicated a lot of Lukaku's games from my memory. So yeah, higher.
Lower.
He's probably eradicated them because there was probably fewer games, Coggy. That's why he only played 97 times.
So yeah. Just, you know, only two seasons.
On a roll.
Right.
Is that higher or lower though than Jerry Daly?
Ooh.
Oh, my favourite player in the 70s was Jerry.
Was he?
Yeah, I loved him. Great penalty taker. Wonderful player. I'm going to say Daly was higher.
Higher too.
Higher.
It's Coggy, looks like. He looks confident. It was higher. He finished on 142 appearances. It was higher. Two more then. So, Jerry Daly's on 142. Is that higher or lower? The little pink Chicharito.
Oh,
higher or lower?
Higher or lower? How many were subs?
Yeah, well,
yeah. We all look. Shane now looks like a condemned man asked to choose his last meal on death. He's really lost.
I'm going to say little P was lower.
I'm going to say little P was higher. So what does that mean? It's
lower.
Lower. Yeah, lower.
What, so if it's higher, it's lower.
I think it's lower.
Lower. Yeah.
He played 15 more times than Jerry Daly. He had 157 appearances.
Bloody hell, I wouldn't have said that. Jerry Daly.
So apologies.
I'm saying Jerry Daly was lower. Sorry, I'm getting confused by this. So, yeah.
Shane was right. He did say Little P played more, didn't you? So, yeah.
I think I confused you there, Shane.
And then finally,
thank God.
Back in time again. Coggy was probably 20 when this guy was playing for United. Final one, Albert Quicksall, higher or lower than Chicharito?
Definitely higher. 100% higher.
100%? Oh, God.
Yeah. I really want it to be lower, but Barney looks so confident, but it'd be great.
Yeah, it's tight, so I don't know. 100% on it.
I feel awful about this, but I'm having to agree. I'm going to go with Barney because he looks so confident on that.
I'm going to take the gamble and go against the grain. Just because if I'm right and they're wrong, it'll be great.
They're showing their age here. You can remember, these were 20 when they were watching Albert Quicksall. So, yeah, unfortunately, the Baldies are right. It was higher. 184 appearances for Albert Quicksall.
184?
There you go.
Thank you.
That's not tight.
Well done, Barney.
157 to 184 isn't close.
That was play your catch drive.
It was better than last time. Oh, yeah.
I prefer to wind the audience up really more than
it was better than last time, Nick. That isn't saying much. And it's probably five questions too many, but that was enjoyable.
I do find it.
He's never happy, is he, Barney? I like that, Nick.
Well, it was seeing Shane's face around question six that I thought we'd rather be watching. We'd rather be watching United's midfield.
It's actually my mum's birthday, and I promised I'd pop round to see her before she goes out, and I was thinking, how can I explain to her I'm late because I was playing, with three grown men on a Saturday morning.
Happy birthday, Shane's mum. Right, let's not. Shall we just not talk United? Is it that sore that we're just? Shall we just go any hates of the weeks before we depart this podcast coil?
Listen, outside of United, I'm in a good place at the moment, so I've got no hates of the week. You know, even being told I was wearing the wrong mask in Rome didn't upset me, to be honest, and I had to go and buy one off a vendor for €2. I was quite chilled.
How about the prices? Did that wind you up? Was it expensive or was it all right?
No, to be honest, it wasn't as expensive. I mean, yeah, some of the bars and everything were expensive, but it wasn't as expensive as I expected it to be.
In fact,
I went into this one little street cafe and I ordered a cappuccino. Listen, I'm letting the side down here, but it was very hot. It was in the afternoon. I ordered a cappuccino and a bottle of water, and he went €3. And I went, you sure? Have you taken for the cappuccino? Yeah. Have you taken for the water? Yeah, yeah. Only €3. Like, fucking hell, if I was in London, that'd be about £10.
Yeah. I will say, Coggy, there were more photos of you drinking than we've ever seen in 20 years of knowing you. I was like, Coggy's unleashed.
My family said exactly the same. In fact, my family said they're not your drinks, are they? you just taking a photo of somebody else's drink. I said, no, seriously, never mind.
In all seriousness, Coggy, that all you've been through, really lovely to... see you,
yeah,
you
know, good.
Having a nice trip and that. Shane, you got any hates of the week?
Well, no, my only hate is the whole ticketing, like the whole shebang of ticketing before, but that's if it's non-United.
No, go for it.
So that's my only hate. That's my only hate. I think it's life is good, as Coggy said, the sun is shining. And my only other thing is I'm just not watching any football whatsoever other than United. I'm not, like, the rest of it doesn't exist. Like, people torment themselves with those other teams that might be more successful than us at the moment. Just don't do it. It just doesn't exist. Listen, it's not like there's, you know, again, another really good friend passed away this week that I know was a good friend of a friend of mine, and, you know, just puts things in perspective that, you know, very lucky, and just don't let United get us down.
Me and Albert are searching any game of football, so we're literally sometimes on fucking ridiculous amounts. I will say the Champions League ceased to exist at around about 10 o'clock on last Tuesday, because I don't even know properly the draw. I won't watch it. Well, I clearly won't watch it anymore. It's just like, and the dread is, you know what, but I'm not even going to say it. Right, Nick, any hates?
I think the hate of this week, I think I'm going to go for myself, to be honest. Reason being that I've stayed away from all competitive football, but as you know, me and Nathan were following that league side, which we've spoken about a few times. We think that's very common to come down, but he's so far.
Your cat is affecting the sound, Nick. Your cat crawling over you. Go again. Your cat just affected all that sound, so I didn't hear you. Say again what you just did.
We tried to get Coggy down to no avail so far, but today they're actually getting the league championship. But anyway, last Saturday it looked like it was going to get confirmed. It was their big derby of Main Road versus West Sudbury and Cheltenham. And went out and got far too drunk to quite a large extent, of waking up at Crumsall tram stop at 11:30. Covered in vomit, so
Nick.
I just stuck to Ben's 5-pint rule, I think, really. So,
you didn't tell us that. You just said you were bad. You didn't go into the gory detail. Jesus.
Nobody asked.
Well, that's two things I'm asking for a Freedom of Information Act. You trying to chase the wind dongle at Old Trafford, and now I'm going to get onto the Met and see if we can get coverage of a slow-mo of you sicking over yourself. Oh, my God. I know, that serves you right. I bet there's hundreds of... Well, we don't have hundreds of listeners, but I bet I'm a very Luddite. One team and one team only, Nick. Don't come in with this West nonsense. It's Manchester United Football Club and nobody else. Sorry, people.
What are we supposed to do last Saturday and this Saturday?
Get in the garden and plant some seeds.
What sort of crowd are they expecting today, Nick?
1,200.
Are they?
Yeah, capacity is
1,200. Go off.
Usually they get between about
500
and
700. You and Nathan set up your West podcast, a West fanzine. No, don't, because I need you selling next week.
I tell you what, Nick, I promise I'll come to a game when you come to an FA Youth Cup match.
I will.
The final.
I'm sure for the final, yeah.
I will get to a game. Let me know what you got left this season.
I'm going to just side with whatever the 80-year-old man says, because he is my brother in arms. Right, lads. Off you enjoy your Saturday. Thanks for doing this on a Saturday.
I think you need to get him on the next pod, to be honest.
We could have a live row if you just record it.
Yeah. The thing is, my real end of the week, obviously, Sam Keller, I want to move my seat, and I don't understand how I'm a single seat and I can't just move it next to you. Now, you've got two that they sell on general sale, and yeah, my seat and the seat next to me are both, but then just both the general sale. The guy to the right of me is always different every week.
I don't know, it must be a mystery. I ring them up. I ring them up every week going, don't give Nick the ticket. Don't give Nick the ticket. I ring them.
I've already decided. You know, they sort of say that caveat, or, you know, we reserve the right to move your seat. I've already decided if they move mine, I'm first game, I'm getting in there early. I'm going to my seat and I'm going to super glue myself to it. That's it. I'm not, like, that won't happen. And then they can kick me and the seat out, and that, yeah, I'll take it home, and that'll be the end of me.
I've had that email, but I'm assuming it doesn't apply if you've got your name on the seat, does it?
Well, you know how petty United are, that I've had my seat. Well, we had LMTBs and season tickets, but I've had my seats there in K since 1989, and United refused to give me my little platinum thing. So everyone around us has got it and they have never done mine. I think that they hate me that much. But the other thing is, I'm all for protest, but that Everton lad, oh, I thought, fuck me, all it takes is some daft fucking caretaker to do the wrong thing and his neck is like some horror film.
Yeah, but did you see the fact they brought on these, like, bolt car things just to get all plastic? Like, I was thinking,
did you see there was a Scouser?
Even worse, an Everton fan jumped out the crowd with a penknife. I can do it, lads, don't worry.
The first thing I was going to say, I was surprised that a Scouser had a penknife in the crowd, and then I was thinking, I'm not surprised at all.
Exactly. All these Scousers on Twitter getting all your kind of, like, you know, the stereotype you label was with, and then, like, the first fella that comes out of the crowd's got a knife in his hand. Yeah, great.
Right, lads, enjoy the sunshine, yeah? We better call it quits. We'll be back next week or something. Thanks for doing this. Cheers, lads. See you later. Bye, everyone. Take care.